Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in plain English with real data and no fluff. Today we're diving deep into BlackBerry, ticker BB, and what its latest numbers mean for investors. BlackBerry has been on a wild ride lately, surging to new 52-week highs after a strong earnings beat that caught a lot of attention. The stock jumped nearly 20% in a single day on the news, and performance over the past 3 months has been explosive at over 250%. But with that kind of move comes questions about whether the momentum can last or if we're looking at a mature business that's finally turning the corner. Let's start with what BlackBerry actually is today. It's no longer the phone company most people remember. Instead, it's a software-focused player delivering intelligent security solutions and embedded systems, especially through its QNX platform, that's big in automotive, robotics, industrial automation, and even medical AI. The company is headquartered in Waterloo, Canada, employs about 1,800 people, and holds thousands of patents. CEO John Giamatteo has been steering it toward higher-margin software and services after years of restructuring, including the sale of the Cylance cybersecurity business. On the revenue side, the latest fiscal year broke down with QNX contributing roughly $268 million, Secure Communications adding $259 million, and licensing and other bringing in about $22 million. Geographically, North America led with $245 million, followed by EMEA at $194 million, and other regions at $110 million. That's a balanced but still North America-heavy mix, and the growth in QNX is clearly the story management is leaning into. Earnings tell a turnaround tale. Fiscal 2026 showed revenue of $558 million, with net income turning positive at $54 million, or 9 cents per share, after years of losses. Gross margin sat around 77%, and the company generated solid free cash flow of $50 million. Compared to the prior year, when it posted a $79 million loss, this is a meaningful shift driven by cost discipline and higher software mix. In the Q1 fiscal 2027 earnings call, management highlighted QNX momentum across new verticals beyond autos, raised the full-year revenue outlook, and pointed to stronger cash generation plus demand in secure communications. They sounded confident in the growth pipeline while noting some market and geopolitical uncertainties that could still affect timing. The tone was upbeat on the core segments, driving the improved guidance. Looking at the balance sheet, BlackBerry holds about $289 million in cash against modest debt, with a current ratio over 2, giving it decent liquidity. Total assets sit around $1.1 billion, and stockholders' equity is near $993 million. The company isn't paying a dividend, and valuation multiples, like the trailing PE around 112, reflect the market pricing in continued recovery rather than current earnings power. For valuation, we used a forward PE approach given the company's shift to a mature compounder profile with analyst estimates now available. Model confidence is high, though the setup notes some thin history on the operating side. The current price hovers around $8 to $10 depending on the exact session. The model puts fair value somewhere in the low $3 range. That suggests the stock is trading well above our rough fair value zone right now, with the gap driven by high multiples on still moderate growth expectations. Key drivers include decelerating revenue growth in the mid-single digits, normalized EBITDA multiples around 15 times reflecting the post-restructuring reality, and book value adjustments for significant intangibles on the balance sheet. Strengths include a sticky QNX platform with long design cycles in autos and emerging robotics wins, plus a clean balance sheet after divestitures. Weaknesses center on still small scale and history of volatility in results. Opportunities lie in expanding gem segments like industrial automation and medical AI. Threats involve competition from larger software players and potential delays in automotive production cycles. Recent performance shows massive short-term strength, with the stock up 35% in the past month and over 250% in 3 months, far outpacing the broader software infrastructure industry. The one-year return sits around 140%, though the five-year picture remains negative at roughly 11%. Momentum has been strong, but valuations have stretched quickly. My take is that BlackBerry has made real progress cleaning up its business and getting back to profitability, and the QNX growth story is credible. Still, at current levels around $8 or $9, the valuation looks stretched versus the model's ballpark fair value near $3. Assumption changes around growth rates or multiples can swing that target a lot, so I'm staying cautious and would want to see sustained execution and perhaps a pullback before getting more constructive. All in all, BB is a turnaround name with software tailwinds worth watching, but the price has run ahead of the fundamentals for now. Thanks for tuning in. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.